Alicia Unleashed is not for faint of heart and does contain adult language. You've been warned.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed. Here with Beside.
What up?
That big sigh was because of the weather outside. April Fools! I don't know. Did that kind of backwards, right?
Yeah.
No, let's do it again.
Now that you know I can record shit, edit, huh?
Yep. I think we should keep it.
No. Fucking April Fools, motherfuckers. I'm eating cake.
We eating cake like we look like we just came off of the movie set Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's good though. So today is Talia Rose's birthday. Mm-hmm. She is 17 years old.
It's crazy.
Yeah, kind of crazy. And we had her birthday celebration along with my sisters last night. And got the cake from Market Basket. Amazing cake. Their cakes are so moist. Do you hate that word?
Uh-huh.
You hate the word moist.
But there's a viral video going around with, like, Rob Lowe and Chris Evans and Norman Reedus saying it. I don't mind it when they say it.
Moist.
Yeah. Because they're moist. Hot. So they could just say it and it
moist.
Just, you
like
need,
that.
You need to stop. Seriously, I'll stab you with this fork.
So we're just like polishing off the rest of this cake, Bridget Jones's style.
Even though we just came from Pier 23,
yes, that was our first time. We did a little lunch there,
and it was great. It was very good.
I liked it. Mm-hmm. I would love to try breakfast, and I would love to try their burgers. Their burgers did look pretty amazing.
Yeah, the list was like it was kind of overwhelming. It's like, what do I choose?
Right, build, and then you can build your own, and yeah, so that was pretty good snow adventure. We had a little bit of a snow adventure today. Hopefully it stops soon, but
yeah,
but tis April in New England, I guess. Right. This is like
the
new
the
April
season
to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
April Fool's game over.
So Mr. E weighed in on a topic just now. Bummer to the UConn women's basketball streak of 111 games in a row broken last night.
That's incredible.
By Mississippi State.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
That's like
I actually wish I watched it. Like, I don't even watch basketball and I don't even like basketball. But for that right there, I would have loved to have watched
it. The Golden State Warriors did it, I think it was last year or the year before, where they were on a hot streak. And, you know, I feel like you get into the fever of it. Like, my bracket, by the way, for March Madness got completely, like, I thought it was completely screwed. Because I picked Villanova as the overall for the winning. They were going to go up against Gonzaga, and Gonzaga is in the Final Four, and friggin' Kentucky. I'm like, are you kidding me? Thank God I don't put, like, money on it at work, because, you know, that's illegal. But I looked back at my bracket, and I'm like, I was so close, man, with these final two. But that's a lot. That's a lot of stress on teams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's very fucking impressive.
Yeah.
I still think that they should give themselves a hand for that. Like, you know, it sucks when you lose because you're like, we were so close and you just seem so defeated. Now you're like,
but losers. The streak is pretty amazing. I mean, yeah. That's, I don't even know after what point does the streak just get to your head and you're just like, we're just as good.
The problem is too, when you get in your head, is when you start to make simple mistakes.
Right.
I mean, I can only reference, like, Guitar Hero and, like, softball. It's like when you're doing so well and then you get in your head and you're like, oh my God, you're acknowledging that you're doing so well. That's when this fucking, oh, that could be why my diet is so fucked besides me eating this plate of cake. Thanks, Alicia.
Because you're acknowledging that you're doing so well.
Yeah, and I sabotaged myself.
That's all right. That's good. Eat up.
Speaking of Mr. E.
Yeah?
Because it has been a while, and it's now episode 56. You made it official on Facebook with Mr. E.
Yes, we are Facebook official.
You are actually boyfriend and girlfriend. Yes. You got titles.
According to social media, and I've got titles in real life.
Holy shit. How do you feel? What's going through your head? How do you feel about this? Talk about it. Talk to me.
It's kind of weird in a way. You know, this is my first boyfriend since technically I was 17 years old.
Well, I mean,
I married my last boyfriend.
What was the other one? What was that other fool?
I've never labeled anyone my boyfriend, and you know that. And I've kept that.
You struggled with that last one.
Yes.
But this one, I feel like the first month in, you were like in.
We were in after third day.
Yeah, you guys.
That was it. We just knew.
You guys are disgustingly gross.
It's horrible! I know! We are the cutest ever! You want to know how we know we're so cute? We make ourselves sick. Like, we know how adorable and how cute we are. We make ourselves sick. Now, that's pretty bad when you make yourself sick.
Relationship goals.
Hashtag relationship goals.
I would just like someone to figure out their fucking lives.
Yeah, I went through a lot of that too. You know, 50 first dates.
Oh my god.
Legit.
This is why I'm eating this fucking plate of cake right now. I'm just thinking
about it. You gave me some really shocking news. Dunkin' Donuts removed coffee coladas from their menu.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Did they say why?
I feel like they're trying to change it up. They're trying to stay with the program. They've got two new flavors, coconut cream pie and like butter pecan. But they're trying to get away from the coladas. I dare say that the only people that drink them or the only time that they are ordered is during the summer.
Yeah.
They're also 700 calories. They're not healthy.
They're sugar. Lots of sugar.
Yeah, they're not healthy. So people that are upset about it, I was like, yeah, are you drinking them when it's 0 degrees out? I think Dunkin' Donuts is trying to stay on that little more going on the healthy, artisanal kind of coffee, trying to compete with Starbucks at this point. Because Frappuccinos are also disgustingly unhealthy. Like, the largest one is like 1,600 calories, I feel like,
but they're really good, and they're a lot better than a colada.
Yeah, but, you know, Dunkin' Donuts has to keep up with the competition.
Right. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Because coladas have been on the menu for so many years. I mean, it's been like a staple.
I think the last time I had a colada, my stomach hurt afterwards.
They're a lot of sugar, and they really definitely are
unhealthy. There's barely any coffee in there. Let's be real.
There's no coffee in there. It's just like frozen sugar. That's all it is.
Which, can we also talk about something really sad when we're talking about like coffees being removed? Walgreens has removed their coffee machine.
Yeah, why? What's wrong with that?
Because no one was really using it besides me, and I'm assuming, I'm going off of my skepticism and my just assumptions that the large coffee cups that I had requested time and time again were just way too expensive. Also, every cashier always had a problem scanning it in. And I feel like people were using it, but not like ordering, like not going and buying them.
First of all, it always blows my mind because I didn't even know they had a coffee machine. Mm-hmm. Where was it located? And how did you find out about this?
It was actually located right across from photography. Like, you know where they have the fresh fruit and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It was literally right there. There's an icy machine that's also right there. But I think a lot of people would push it or like fill it up or something like that. And they would walk out because those cashiers sometimes, I'd have to remind everyone, oh, this is your coffee. Like, I'm being honest. Like, here we go. Because they just assume I walked in with the coffee. I discovered that Walgreens had coffee. Well, this goes back to when I worked in San Francisco. At the Walgreens that was downstairs from my office. I worked in the financial district. So the financial district of any, I think, any large metro city is a little more geared towards that working person.
Right.
I used to get my sushi at that Walgreens.
Yeah.
I used to get my fresh fruit from that Walgreens. And then they had a coffee machine, like right front and center, because it was a small, compact Walgreens. You're in and out. Like,
right.
They didn't have this big one like we do.
Right.
And so when I came back home, I happened to be walking past the Walgreens coffee station. I was like, oh my God, they have my coffee here. And so for the last 3 years, I would go there. I mean, I finally went out.
And it's almost like a Keurig type of place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kind
of.
So I mean, it's always fresh. It's an instant coffee kind of thing. I did go to Lone Gull for a while. And then when their machine would always break down, they would be like, oh, you can just go to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, why do you think I came in here? Because I didn't go to Dunkin' Donuts. If I wanted to go to Dunkin' Donuts, you wouldn't be seeing me today. But I love, I think it's April. April, it's early morning shift. Such a sweetheart. She was walking with me the other day and we were catching up. And I was like, wait. The coffee machine's out of order? And she's like, yeah, they're getting rid of it. I'm like, you literally walked me to my death. Why do you think I'm in here? She goes, well, to get your 5-hour energy and your aspirin. I'm like, not today. My coffee was today. Today was coffee day because I didn't make my French press the last 2 days, and now I'm without coffee. I ended up going to Dunkin' Donuts in Ipswich.
Well, now you're stuck because they got rid of it.
I'm so sad.
Saddest day.
It was probably obviously not healthy, but it probably had so many more chemicals in it. But that's okay. I found my favorite coffee at at Dunkin' Donuts. So
what is it?
It's just a hot, because you have to indicate hot or cold, which I didn't understand that concept. It's just a medium black with caramel swirl. That's it.
Black.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because put the caramel swirl in it and you get the sugar and you don't need the cream because the caramel swirl has like this tiny cream. You don't really notice it. I don't really look at my coffee anymore, but I've been drinking black coffee for 6 or 7 months now.
Oh, no, I could never go to black coffee.
You'd be amazed.
That's what everyone says. Everyone that's cut from, I've seen people, you know, cut from lots of sugar and cream and literally make their way to black.
Yeah. I mean, you just...
But you know what they say.
You put cinnamon in it and it takes down that bite and that bitterness.
They say once you go black, you never go back.
That is not true.
Well, coffee it is, apparently.
Right.
Yeah, once you get there, it's...
No, like, I still get, like, lattes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I'm the annoying person in that drive-thru getting the caramel macchiato with skim milk, which is very hard for them to, like, understand the process.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Oh, I love it.
So, all right, can we talk about another, like, this phenomenon, which I think is, like, absolutely the stupidest phenomenon?
Sure.
So, that, the whole, catch me outside, girl, right?
Oh, the catch me outside?
Listen.
Have you seen her?
I've never seen her.
She's trash.
I've heard. Okay, so on the radio, they played back her audio.
On Dr. Phil.
On Dr. Phil.
Yep.
And not for nothing, I totally understood what she was saying. Okay? I didn't get me cash me outside. I got a girl with an extreme southern accent saying, catch me outside. Now, when you say catch really quick in a deep southern accent, yeah, you're going to get cash.
Well, that's why.
But I think it's the stupidest thing.
That's why they made it a viral thing.
I know, just think it's so stupid.
The problem is, she turned around and got ejected from an airplane because she got in a fight with a passenger. And she also said that Dr. Phil would be nobody without her.
Oh,
she made Dr. Phil.
She's
and now
just a loser.
She's getting her own reality show.
That's going to last 2 seconds. No one's going to watch that shit and it's going to be gone.
Listen, Honey Boo Boo was the last, like, southern trash darling.
Can we tell a... No, have you saw... Did you see...
From Hot to Not, Mama June?
Yeah, I just watched the last one last night.
Oh, my God. The fight between Mama June and Sugar Bear's new wife, like, gives me such anxiety.
Did you see her final reveal?
No, I couldn't. No.
What? She did it last night. Her final reveal is last night.
I didn't catch that, no.
All right, well, I DVR'd it. And after this, I'm going to make you look at what she looks like right now.
All
right. Good?
Okay. All
right. Which, so anyway, that whole Cash Me Outside thing, I think is stupid. But anyway.
I'm just like,
because I understand it was just a deep Southern accent. And I'm like, they're just now going to start phrasing deep Southern accents as shit you can't understand. Because, trust me, honey.
No, I don't think it was like that. I think it was just the way she was trying to be, the way she was trying to act. She was trying to act.
She's only like 13.
She's only 13. And I think just, you know, people, the internet grabs on. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff the internet grabs onto that, you know, we can't let go of and whatnot. But the fact that some TV executive thinks it's a good idea to give her a reality show.
Just stupid.
And she thinks she's going to make all this money.
No.
Talk to Honey Boo Boo. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Go talk to all the teen moms and whatnot. Because I'm sure you're going to be on that show, too.
Yeah, it's just stupid. So, speaking of accents, so it's so funny that you actually have this here. It's ask or X. Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
Because a couple of years ago when we were interviewing for a particular role at my job, we had a girl come in. And she was meeting with one of the HR people. And she kept saying, ax. Mm. Okay? Well, when I ax somebody something, or someone asks me something, and literally would just keep saying ax instead of ask. So the HR person was like, what's happening? And then would listen, and then listen, and she kept doing it. Whether she knew her shit or not, that's improper, and you can't speak like that, especially in HR. It's could be two things. It could be either an accent issue or, you know, Ebonics.
Well, God, we haven't talked about Ebonics in a very long time. The reason why I brought this up is because there was a video. I don't know how old the video was because I don't really go on Facebook that much. I haven't gone on Facebook that much since January. But there was a video of a flight attendant, I think it was an American Airlines flight attendant, who recognized that a girl was in trouble. She was actually being kidnapped by human traffickers.
Whoa.
And was on this plane. And they interviewed the flight attendant, and the flight attendant kept saying, well, I was trying to ask her a question and stuff. And this woman was very proper in everything else she said. Except for this one, that one thing was jarring to my ear that I could not focus on anything else. You know, and it comes to find out it's one of two viral videos that's going around about human traffickers surfacing or circling around like families, like mothers with their children without their husbands around. And the reason why she recognized that there was an issue with this girl was that the gentlemen she was sitting with were very nicely dressed, but she was not. And she just looked, there was a look in the way he was behaving when she asked for food service, like when she wanted, oh, do you want anything to drink or eat? He was the one that told her. So she kind of sensed something was wrong. Come to find out, she locked a bathroom in the back galley. And when the girl did get up to go to the bathroom, like, he followed her and almost went into the stall with her. And the flight attendant had written a note inside that bathroom stall and said, and the girl wrote, yes, I need help. So in that point, she was able to call, speak with the pilot, and the authorities were able to meet her on the other side.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's crazy.
There was also a mother with like three children and her mother walking through an IKEA. And there was like these sharp dressed men just circling around and just not really buying anything or looking anything, but they constantly were looking at this family, and come to find out they were human traffickers trying to kidnap these people.
Wow.
This is like the only two videos I've seen like in the last
did
week.
Did you see, who was the celebrity? Was it Ashton Kutcher? Was it Ashton Kutcher on human trafficking?
I know, yes, he does a lot for human trafficking.
Right. It was, few weeks, it was like a, probably like a few weeks ago, he had a video that went viral, and it was about human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty
insane. And I actually have someone that in his spare time, I don't know where this man gets spare time. He actually works with a bunch of, I wouldn't say hackers, but in a sense, they are people that are very well versed in computers. And they work on projects to locate human trafficking hotspots in the country.
What?
And he said that Denver, Colorado was the number one spot for human trafficking.
Good. Why? That's weird.
It is weird because you would think like San Diego, where it being so close to Mexico. But he didn't really get involved into that. He said, I don't know the whole thing. He's like, but from what our data analysis says, this was one of our hot spots.
That's crazy.
Denver. I was like, shut up.
That is crazy.
It is weird. It's also frightening. Like if you read about it or you hear podcasts or interviews about it, terrifying.
Now, you listen to podcasts quite frequently, right?
Like daily.
Daily, right?
So many of them.
So what's your favorite one? Like, how do you find them?
Okay. I'm sorry, future potential dates, if you're listening to this or you find this on Google. there is a podcast that I binged the last 2 weeks of December, and I'm finally caught up. I even started paying to get the episodes in advance.
What?
Like paying $2 a month to get the episode in advance. And it's called Sword and Scale. It's a true crime podcast. There's only two episodes that I actually had to turn off because I could not stomach the description of what these actual people do. These are not just about Jeffrey Dahmer and like Ted Bundy and stuff like that. These are legit humans that are walking around, like unbeknownst to anybody, that got caught doing this stuff. A lot of times it does involve children. It's a little rough, I will say that. I also just got into another one called My Favorite Murder, where they're a little more comedic about it and talking about stuff, because they're like, oh yeah, who was to think that this hot, gorgeous guy was going to turn around and like scalp me, aka Ted Bundy, or, you know, the Craigslist killer.
Right.
You know? But I started listening to podcasts probably in 2008. I got into Chris Hardwick's The Nerdist podcast. And from there, he would have interviews with people, and they would be talking about their podcast. So I kind of came in right when podcasts were definitely under the radar. In the last year, the reason why podcasts have become so popular is because they were made famous by Serial, which was done by This American Life and NPR, which was a true crime podcast, right. Which is still going on. Adnan Syed is still in jail. But, you know, that triggered that. And then also Mark Maron, who is a comedian, interviewed Barack Obama.
Oh.
While he was the sitting president.
Right.
And that blew up everything.
Right.
But I listened to, a movie podcast. It's like a trivia movie podcast, a music trivia podcast.
Well, that's cool.
I listened.
Where do you find these? Like, are they in
on
your
iTunes.
iPod? iTunes?
I find them on iTunes.
And do you, like, search podcasts and then they would come up?
No, I mean, because...
I mean, besides Alicia and Lee should be, like, you know, up there.
Because I listen to so many different ones, my iTunes knows and is like, oh, suggested. Or the listeners who listen to this one, like Doug Loves Movies, listens to Julian Loves Music. Or Two Dope Queens. There's also one that I just got into, which was really super quick, was Missing Richard Simmons.
Yeah, he's all over the place right now.
Yes.
Because so what's happening?
Okay. So.
We need to talk about Richard Simmons.
We do need to talk about Richard Simmons.
Yes, because he's everywhere right now.
His name is everywhere right now. He is missing.
What the hell is it?
No one has seen him. Some people claim they have seen him, but. So about 2 or 3 years ago, he... You know, he has a gym in L.A., in Hollywood,
yeah,
that he's been doing for 40 years. Been
yeah.
teaching, like, Zumba and all that
right.
stuff and all that.
Right.
All of a sudden, one day, didn't show up, and it was not like him to show up.
Right.
So, people are like, what's happening? And they're like, we don't know. Come to find out, he just decided to drop off the face of the earth. You know those Hollywood bus tours that they do and
yeah.
stuff? he used to stop. Like, the bus used to stop, and he would come running out
Get
of his
out.
House. Or if he was, like, upstairs in his house, and he would see the bus in the window, he'd be like, wait, 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 I'll be right down.
Get out.
Come down, greet everybody, hug
wow.
everybody.
Get out.
All of a sudden, it all stopped. And what? His housekeeper, he's had this housekeeper for 30 years, and he's actually talked about her from time to time, and the way he talks about it, you would think they were kind of married or something like that.
Yeah.
She now shuns people. Like, all of his friends
She's
are
She's got to know where he is. He's probably
he's
in
that the house.
Oh, he's in the house?
He's in the house.
So he's not physically missing.
Well, no one has seen him except for her and his brother. His brother claimed, like... And
did they kill him?
No. Okay. Well, we don't know because... They claim that the... Well, LAPD just actually went back out to the house.
To make sure he's alive?
Because one of his masseuses, back before he went missing, was just, like, kicked out of the house. No explanation, none
what?
Of that. Just was like, you cannot ever come back in this house.
What is happening?
And they called elder abuse on, like...
How old is Richard Simmons?
He's in his 60s. Late 60s.
Okay.
His... He... And so this... 8-series podcast, it's like literally 23 minutes a piece, is a close personal friend of his doing interviews with people. And it was like so heartbreaking to listen to.
Did he go into depression?
Well, he's always been depressed from what they say. But everyone's kind of just saying he was just done with the spotlight.
What? You can't.
But,
no,
but
that's too
But
extreme.
Here's the thing, is people said, that's the argument. Is that it's too extreme that he just shut everyone out, didn't even say goodbye to give people closure. And a lot of people are defending him and be like, he doesn't have to.
I understand that, but that's so weird because that's been his persona. And
sometimes
so,
you just get tired.
But I mean, all of a sudden, just one day.
I mean, I do that.
And doesn't go and then
I mean,
not-
a lot of people don't seem to believe that I am an introvert and that I have severe social anxiety. But when my light switch is on, I am a personable person. Like, I, like, you know, I'm like, woo! And there would just be days, like, when I played softball, and I was like, I'm on a dimmer. I can't.
So how long has he been, quote unquote?
2 years. He's been missing for 2 years. He's, no one.
So wait, why is everyone just talking about it now then?
It's been like this for a while. No one's been seeing him, but because podcasts have become so popular.
But he's on the, right now, the cover of magazines and stuff.
It's because they're talking, because the police keep having to go out there to do wellness checks.
To make sure he's alive.
And so there's a speculation that, like, what the hell's happening with Richard Simmons? No one has actually physically seen him, or there's been no pictures of him in the last 2.5 years.
That's crazy.
He's done phone interviews, but no one knows why he wouldn't. He was not a person to shy away from the camera.
Right.
So there's a lot of questions as
so
to why.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Is he gay?
Don't know. I couldn't. He never really talked about it, and on the podcast, they don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he just loved, I feel like if anything, he was like pansexual and just loved everybody and anybody.
Yeah.
If he was attracted to you, he was attracted to you.
But he's never been seen with
no
a significant other.
Nope. But, you know, that was one thing in his, you know, being a celebrity, he was able to keep a secret, whoever it was. I mean, he brought his masseuse to places. Like, I think his masseuse was from Brazil and lived in an orphanage, and the problem was the orphanage's well was contaminated, and Richard had said to his masseuse, you know, what do you want for your birthday? Because it's your birthday. And he's like, oh, I want to help this orphanage. So Richard paid for the well to be fixed.
Wow.
And stuff like that. So it's like, who does that for their masseuse? I mean, I know I have an intimate level with my dentist at this point who talks about my dating life. But, like, no one really actually talked about had they had sex with him, had they been lovers,
nothing. Nope. So that's definitely, you know,
and it's
pretty
interesting.
Amazing.
It's
that,
interesting to say that in Hollywood, like, a secret like that.
Yeah, to keep, you
and
know,
I don't think it's
like
actually
that.
A secret. The way the podcast was, and you can find it on Spotify and iTunes, you know, it's really quick listening. I've been binging a lot on certain things that I'm starting to listen to the same fucking advertisement over and over again. I'm like, dude, did you eat the Blue Apron chicken grits, whatever the fuck it was? Because this is 4 weeks of you telling me that you're can't wait to try this. Like, I need you to know, like, need to tell me right now.
Right.
Did you try it? But that's the part of, that's the problem with binging, especially with podcasts. Right.
Yeah.
But I get into so many, and then I've had to drop out of a few because it was like, it was cross information. It was like every podcast was talking about the same topic at the same time kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I don't really.
So up and coming here in Gloucester, it is at the end of April, and today's April 1st. We have Gloucester Pride Stride.
Mm-hmm.
So that is coming up. I know Tyler has been all about raising money. His first goal is to $300.
Mm-hmm.
He's not able to walk because he's actually going to lead a rally that weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's still going to raise $300. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And where is he at now?
He's at just about 200.
Awesome. Yeah. I saw him, was it last week? I saw him one night. He was like coming up the street, and I was like, what is Tyler doing out on the street? What? What is Tyler? Why is Tyler in front of my house without like a parent or being in the back of the SUV? Like, what is happening? He's like, hi, Bridget. I was like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm collecting money for Pride Stride. I just went to the pasta place, and I'm so sorry, pasta place. I can't think of your name. He's like, they're really cool in there. I got pasta and everything. Can't wait to try this. I'm like,
yeah, we actually made it the next day. Nice. So yeah, she donated. I know. I don't know the name of her place. Pasta something.
It's like Pasta Fajol. Not Fajol.
No.
Like
it's close. So it's next to the teen center.
Mm-hmm.
And they have homemade pasta. And she gave Tyler like a quarter pound. It was really cool. And
wait, how was it?
It was delicious. Very good. It was awesome. So I actually made that the next night. That was the night I had my ear infection.
Mm.
And I had told Tyler to walk home from the teen center. And so on his way home, he like went downtown and, you know, got donations and such.
That's awesome.
And sponsors. So yeah, so that's what he did. But
so if anyone good. Is interested in donating or sponsoring this lovely teenager and his work, you can either reach out to Alicia through the Good Morning Gloucester podcast.
Or just go to Gloucester's, the Pride Stride website.
Oh, they can do it through there and put the name in?
Yep, just do that. So,
wow, that's like upgraded from the last time I did Pride Stride.
So all you have to do is go to thegloucesterpridestride.com. The Gloucester
Pride Stride. I'm so glad he's taking to the winter, like to the rallies.
Oh, he loves them.
I'm telling you, when I got into leaders, I was like, okay, this is fun. But then I went on a rally and I did everything and anything I could to make sure that I went to every single rally.
Yeah, he's gone to like every rally since they've had them. And he's really loving the leaders. And it starts at, is it sixth grade or seventh grade? It's at sixth because he's been doing it since sixth.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I am. I'm telling you, the rallies and leader school helped me come out of my shell in high school. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so any of the upcoming, you know, sixth graders, or if you're in sixth grade or, you know, just wanting to get into something and you don't know where you belong yet, definitely give the KPN YMCA teen leaders a try. It may be your thing. It may not be your thing, but some kids just really take to it. Talia did it for just a tiny bit. It wasn't her thing. But we wanted her to try it because we like our kids to try everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyler went into it and took it. He's running with it, actually. Yeah. And he's absolutely loving it. So
some of my dear friends today are friends I made at rallies from other cities.
Yeah.
Like,
not awesome.
I mean, I'm still friends with the leaders that I came up with here in Gloucester, but some of my best friends are leaders from other clubs.
Cool.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's what it's all about, is, you know, meeting people. So Happy Dumplings is closing. They've been open for a few years now, actually more than a few years now.
Yeah.
But do they have a sign up?
So, not, I mean, I just went in there for the first time last Saturday, and you walk in and there's this little tiny handwritten sign that says, "We're closed on April 16th forever. Thank you."
Oh, okay.
And I was like, should I be in here right now, Rachel? Like, what's going on? I will say that it's closing.
Yeah, so, but I can't remember, because unfortunately, right after they opened, they had a fire.
Right, yeah.
They had a big fire right after they opened, and...
I feel like, though, it's really tough to have, like, food places outside of the downtown area and, like, the Friendly's Plaza. I feel like there's always these food places that I'm, wanting to try, and they're always closing. It's never, like...
Well, it's hard. I mean, restaurant business is, like, what, 90% failure rate or something like that. So, to open up a restaurant, to be successful, and especially, I know that Joey has spoken about this time and time and time and time and time and again, but, opening up a place in Gloucester, where we're huge foodies around here...
But it's the same food everywhere. It's like, come on.
But you know what? When you do go to other cities, you do appreciate Gloucester a little bit more with their food, because we have so many mom and pop shops where a lot of places have just chains. That's the one thing I miss.
It depends on what city you go to.
Yeah, I guess I miss, like, when I go down south, and even if I go to visit Darcy, or even if I go, it's all chains. Mm. You don't see as many... just family-owned businesses down there. It's kind of like...
Yeah. See, it's tough for me because I came back from two of the biggest foodie hotspots in America, between San Diego and San Francisco.
Right.
It's kind of a hard
sell. Right, well, those are big cities, and you lived in the big... Right?
I mean, I lived in Oakland, which is also a big city. Oakland was up and coming with all their food-centric and foodie stuff. So they doing a whole bunch of stuff, but, like, you had so many varieties. Same thing in San Diego, too.
And I'm so excited for... Do we know what that restaurant is called that the Azorian is opening?
No.
We don't, and I don't think there's a name up there yet,
They just call it another Braga whatever.
They haven't named it yet, it's not out yet.
But they are looking for help. I know that, because I saw that post.
Yeah. So... I've been very intrigued and very proud that you've been venturing out to bars. Well, not two bars. To Stones, okay?
Yes.
By yourself.
Yep.
And for our listeners that have followed our journey, like your our journey of life.
We've had a big journey.
Seriously. If you listened to the podcast 1 year ago... I'm not even in the same space as where I am right now, and you're not either. And your journey, not wanting to go to bars and
it's not by yourself.
I mean, it's a huge social, like you said, you can be an introvert and social anxiety. So it's always been something that, so we have even challenged you to do it one time. So people have, gone across your journey, but you've been going.
Yeah.
Like, how many Saturdays in a row have you gone?
This would be last Saturday would have been my third Saturday by myself.
I know. Look at you. So proud of you. And then we're going tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm tagging along on your solo adventure.
Well, so I wanted so bad to go with people, and it's like either you're away with Mr. E, or Mr. E's here, or you've been MIA, or you've had an ear infection, and my wingman, disappeared, and I haven't messaged my other wingman because I'm not entirely sure if he would be a potential wingman or not. I was just like, hey. He's like, I'll be your wingman. I was like, cool. And then we haven't actually talked since then, so it's like, I can't really be like, hey, do you want to come to the bar with me? So, I have just made it a point to turn around and be like, hey, I'm going to go to the bar. And I've been fortunate enough that there's been a seat at the bar. Now, my wingman, Joe, likes to say, I go in there all the time and don't have a problem. I'm like, you're not a fucking female, asshole. This is where he's like, yeah, but it shouldn't really be a difference. It really is. It's a difference between a woman walking into a bar by herself and a guy walking into a bar by himself. It's more socially acceptable for a man to do it versus like a woman to do it. It's like,
see, to me, to me, it's hard for me to see it that way because
You go to places by yourself, like you go to restaurants by yourself, but you can't be alone because you have been all up on me all day.
I can't be alone I can't be alone like in my house. Like I'll go to the Azorian by myself. I'll go to Stone's by myself.
Have you gone to a movie by yourself?
No, I've never done that. I am gonna try that.
You should try that.
I am. That is on my list of things to do.
I'm telling you, I started doing that.
I'm not even a huge movie person, so first of all,
I started a few years ago doing that and I'm like, oh my god, this is like a dream. The only there is a downside because if you have to go to the bathroom you have to take like all your stuff or whatever, but or you, like, take your essentials and just race to the bathroom and come back. But, you know.
I usually, rule of thumb, I don't like to get up during movies.
Right. But if you gotta pee, you gotta pee.
I know. Yeah. But I'd rather not.
You should, I was gonna say, I'm not even entirely sure what movie you could go and see by yourself. You should just go to the AMC by yourself.
I don't know. I can barely go with another person. You know how freaked out I am about that.
Which is amazing.
I'm still trying to figure out how to do like popcorn and drinks.
What are you talking about?
Like getting the butter in there and like having to get extra bags because I like extra butter. But the best popcorn is Gloucester. So I would be so disappointed if I went out of town to watch a movie and the popcorn sucks.
You went and saw Beauty and the Beast at Gloucester, didn't you?
Yeah, we'll tell
you. Didn't they have new seats?
Yes.
How was it?
Very
good. Talk about that.
Yeah, so very impressive, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know they got new seats. I guess I did know, but didn't realize it. But the last time I went, I don't know, because obviously we know I'm not a huge moviegoer. So they're really comfy, and they do, for some movies, they do assigned seating.
Right, which I think is brilliant, because this way it saves people like, oh, is someone sitting there?
Right.
So much
and easier. And some movies they don't. So they know if there's a certain movie that is not going to have a lot of people, they won't do assigned.
Okay.
And then the ones that they know there's going to be a lot of people, they just signed. So they're still working out the kinks because it is still really brand new. The computer system that assigns seats
Is still new. Revere does. Like, I feel like all the places that have the recliner chairs.
Well, theirs is not recliner.
Oh.
The one in Gloucester, they're just new seats. They're not recliner.
Oh.
They're not like the ones at the AMC or like...
The ones at AMC are shitty.
Well, the ones that I go to... So, I go to the Loop in Methuen, which is where Mr. E is like his favorite movie theater ever.
Yeah.
That one is like love seats. Like, you can put up the thing and then it's all... electronic.
Yep.
And I think that's really cool. And
I've been
that.
To that one.
Yeah. So that's probably like, obviously I like it's my favorite, but I only go up there if I'm with him. But yeah. What are we at?
We are at 42:45.
Get out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
So we will say that we have been trying desperately for the last few weeks to record again because we know one of you misses us.
Just one.
Hey, mystery. you know, we do have some people that we are in talks with trying to line up their schedules. They've had crazy lives. We've had crazy lives. Alicia's had ear infection. I've had my own personal family stuff going on.
I really do want to get more people in here. Different vibe, different...
Yeah.
You know, just different everything. So I'm really excited about that.
So if you are listening and you are a secret listener and you feel that you have input or you would like to be a part of the podcast and like to come on the podcast, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to accommodate and get you arranged. You know, it's your schedule. I literally live across the street. Ain't no thing for me to walk across the driveway. Also, if you are listening to us on iTunes, please go ahead and rate us 5 stars, Alicia Unleashed Podcast.
Yay!
We are looking to have conversations with new people, different people, stuff like that, because everyone has a story to tell. And
there's always someone doing like a new up and coming project or something happening in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely would like to keep it fresh and keep it going. This is episode 56.
Yeah. We're looking at you, Hannah Kimberly.
Your next girl. We're going to get you.
Yeah. So we have a person coming on, hopefully, maybe we'll talk to them tonight and find them tonight and be like, when are we doing this? We won't say their name because they want to be remain anonymous. Other than that, we also have some exciting entertainers coming on board soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Next week.
Local stuff happening.
Yeah. So if you know anybody or if you are that somebody, definitely let us know.
Do you know that somebody? Are you that somebody? Aaliyah. Oh,
so good.
I know.
Love this song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it. We crushed the cake.
Oh, yeah.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah. Kind of a little sick right now.
I'm going to have to go walk my dog in this ice rain.
Yeah. No, I'm not a fan of this weather.
No.
All right, let's do it out. This is Good Morning Gloucester, Alicia Unleashed, episode 56, Alicia and B-Side, Sam. Peace out.
Bye.
Drums, please. It is.